Yo, I'm the laws of the ox, the ox false prophets. With scriptures that are buff all knocks, I got this, lock this. Got the Holy Spirit in my body hostage. Puzzle these scripts, line upon line, like Tetris. Gotta let it all go, like the Matrix. Fear, doubt, and disbelief. Free your mind. Then I leap off like Judas, smack and beast the hammer. Gather around, I got that 33, 32 Ezekiel sound. Decibel level, rumbles the ground. Hear the sound of many waters and all your quarters. Bring it back to you, man, that Lord in order. Scripturally slaughter anyone who think they can thwart this. No need to run to refuge, we did it intentional. When we smashed your pope to pope and your blonde, blue and white Jesus. His descriptions already written out, no need to paint it in art. His skin is black like the tents of Kedar. Fair, red eyes from wine, white woolly hair. It only takes us to find his master crib and compare.
Podcast. For more information, you can visit our website, 12t.co. You can call us at 888-447-1695. Our email address is scribe@risesworld.com.
Today's topic is called Mercy from the Beginning. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening. We ask that you please help us spread the truth by subscribing to the newsletter and forwarding them to friends and family that you want to share this truth with. Thank you.
So right back in Psalm 136, it says here in verse 5, to him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. Like, think about it, right? Just to show you, you know, I spoke about DNA, but just to show you that the Most High did make things according to wisdom. Do you know that there's a thing called ozone layer, right? The Bible calls that firmament. The white man knows that without the ozone layer, the rays of the sun will actually kill all of us. It would be impossible for the earth to be inhabited by beings if there was no ozone layer. There would be no protection for the trees, for us, for any large animals. Maybe microscopic things will survive, but not large things like us. That's wisdom right there. That just doesn't happen. A big bang and then something neutralizes to actually protect what is the core of it. That doesn't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? At all. A force field, that's really what it is. A force field around the earth. Did you ever get to see that movie when they're trying to go out of space where they show you the Jake women doing the math to... for NASA so that they could go out of space?
Oh, yeah.
What was the name of that movie?
Hidden Figures.
That movie was great. I almost said that Indian tear. Like, look at that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that movie?
Yeah, how they was talking to the guy. He was like, why did you do that?
Right. Yeah, that was a good movie. He blasted the Edomite because... he kept hiding the info from her. She had to walk mad far to go pee and then come back. But anyway, they were doing the math because they couldn't figure out how to actually get out of the ozone layer. Because that force field will actually make the whole thing explode. So there's a certain velocity, a certain angle that you got to do to actually get out from that force field. And also to enter in. That's why when you see in the movies, when they always entering in, the nose of the vehicle is always burning. And then once it finished entering, that stops. That's the Most High who made the what? Firmament. And in outer space, you can see the glow, the light that is around the firmament. That's wisdom. The planets that they say in front of us before the sun is a certain distance that the Most High gave and above her. Between us and those planets take the brunt of the heat of the sun so that when the sun hits us, we don't get that burning, you know, fire from the sun. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? That distance is perfect measure. That's wisdom. Everything is perfect wisdom. So now the scripture says here in verse 6, to him that stretch out the earth above the waters. And you know what it means that stretch out the earth above the waters? The earth, right, is literally nothing holding it. But it just like water that will make you drown, if you go out of space, what will happen to you? You won't be able to breathe as well. Same type of environment. That's why every time they're looking for a planet, NASA, they say, what they look for? Water. Did they find water in the moon? Yes. Did they find water in Mars? Yes. Why water? Because that is what the Most High made the Earth from and many other planets. But they won't tell you that. Oh, the Bible says that. They won't tell you that. It says, the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights. To him that made great lights. Notice where the word lights is plural. That means more than one light. For his mercy endureth forever. What does lights have to do with his mercy? I'll tell you what it has to do. You went through slavery. You didn't even remember who you were. Here it is that you got a God that is stern. A God that commands you to worship him. A God that says, look, I want you to worship me on my days and leave those wicked holidays behind. Don't do no Christmas. That has nothing to do with my son. Don't do no Thanksgiving. That's not giving thanks to me. That's giving thanks to devils. Don't do no Halloween. You worshiping the devil. Easter has nothing to do with what? Christ. What does bunnies have to do with Christ? And painting eggs. That's fertility. So basically, all the days that our people celebrate are days that were invented by man. That Satan what? Promoted on this earth. It started off with the worship of Nimrod, and it evolved from that to other names. Worship of Nimrod and his mother. It started with Nimrod and Semiramis. From Nimrod and Semiramis, it went to what? Baal and Asherah. Okay, yes, sir.
The funny thing is that they're singing chicken eggs.
Right. You know, they're painting chicken eggs instead of bunny. Like, bunnies produce eggs. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the hell are you doing? Showing you they don't think. I remember when I was a little kid, I asked myself that question. Like, before I came to the truth, I was, like, confused. I was like, what is Easter about? Like, I was mad confused. I was like, what is the little eggs and all that stuff is about? I don't get it.
$1 billion marketing
scheme. Exactly. So they're going to tell you, no. The days that God told you to do, that's done away with. But these are the ones you got to do. Right? So here it is, this God that knew you before you were even born, that knew the mercy was going to be shown to you, he created lights, not for the purpose of only giving light, but for the purpose of providing you a calendar. So he created two great lights so that he could give you a calendar. Because he knew you was going to come back at some point. That you were going to say, I'm going back to the God of my father Abraham. The God of my father Isaac and Jacob. And this God requires me to follow his days. To keep his high holy days. And you're going to go to the white man's calendar. You're going to be like, nah, that doesn't fit. It doesn't fit with my God's calendar. Because my God's calendar, okay, says that new moons. What is a new moon? What is that?
A black moon.
A black moon when the moon is not what? Visible. Can't see it. It's dark out. Right? So if you go outside right now, for those of you that are new, if you go outside right now, look for the moon. See if you can find it. You won't be able to find it. Matter of fact, when the solar eclipse happened in the U.S., you saw what? The moon was black And it went in front of what? The sun. That was because it was a new moon. The only reason the solar eclipse could happen is because it was during the new moon. See, you understand? So now, what does the new moon represent? The beginning of our months. The beginning of our months. Look at the verse after that. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day. So he's giving you the names of the lights. What does the sun do? It gives you light during the day and it rules the daytime. For his mercy endureth forever. And the moon and stars to rule by night. For his mercy endureth forever. The reason it says his mercy endureth forever because of the sun, moon, and stars is because those things give you understanding of the seasons, understanding of the beginning of the year, and understanding of what? The beginning of months. All right, let's prove that. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1 and let's read verse 14. So the white man can't pervert this calendar because no man can stop the sun from going down and up. No man can stop the phases of the moon. Yes, sir.
Right. The Most High also said that his word is going to be around like the sun and the moon.
Right.
It's never going to, like, you know how they say the sun's going to burn
out. Oh, you burn out billions of years from now. Yeah.
The Most High will always use that to calculate time. That's his.
That's right. Yeah. When the scripture says, hey, mercy endure forever, that's a great point that he's making. When the scripture says that the sun to rule the day for his mercy endure forever, they like to teach in science class that trillions of years from now, the sun will burn out. They don't even know the substance of what is the sun made of. You know what I'm saying? How can you predict when it will go out? The Bible says that it will never go out. Matter of fact, that's in Psalm 72, it tells you that. Yes, sir, you was listening to 72?
The way how the moon looks when it blocks the sun, it doesn't look full. Towers outside will look dark. This thing makes sense, right? So the Most High made the new moon. You can see it little. Well, you cannot even see a little bit, but in the computers you can see a little bit. But in real life, you can't see it. It's blocking the sun. And you're like, oh, stop. You see that? And it blows your mind up.
That's right.
So in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Notice what that's letting you know. These lights give you understanding of time. Because you could divide day from night by these lights. The sun is in the daytime. The moon is in what? The nighttime. And even the way he made them. The sun is bright, so there is no darkness. The moon is like a nightlight. Like those nightlights you be getting when you go to bed. So that if you fall asleep, it doesn't bother you. That's how the moon is. Gives it just enough light where you can see your surroundings and be able to, you know, huh?
It comforts you.
Yeah, it comforts you too, yeah. But I'm saying it gives you enough light where you could, you're not going to trip over things. You could get to the bathroom safely. Right? So that's how the moon is. It's that light that basically gives you enough dim light that you could, you know, see shadows if you have to. Because, man, when it's dark in some places, it's really pitch black. Where you can't see nothing. You can't even see your hand in front of you. But by the light of the moon, you could see somewhat was in front of you. So when the scripture says to divide the day from the night, it says, and let them be for signs. And it says for signs, that means for telling time. For example, if you see a blood moon, what is that, sir? A blood moon. A red moon.
A red moon is something that tells you Jerusalem is coming.
Right. It's to tell you that you're in the last days. You need to what? Wake up. Christ is going to come back. That's a sign. When the wise men wanted to find where Christ was, they followed what? a star to get to Christ because it told them the time. So it says, to divide the day from the night and let them be for signs. Also, signs is when we read in the Apocrypha, the signs are referring to the feasts. And for seasons. And it lets you know what? What season you're in by these lights. Why do you need to know seasons? Because there are certain feasts that are kept at certain seasons. What are the seasons, first of all? How many are there?
Four.
Four seasons. What are they?
Spring, summer, fall, winter.
Spring is the beginning of our year. That's what the word spring actually means. The word Abib, which is the Hebrew name for the month, the first month, means spring. We got feast days that are only kept in that time. We got Passover, Feast of Leavened Bread, Day of Simon, and the Feast of First Fruits begin in the spring. Then you got feast in the summertime. The Feast of First Fruits is completed in the summertime. Right? Then after that, you have what? In the fall. In the fall, you have, well, every month you have every new moon is a feast, right? Because it's the beginning of our months. But in the fall, dealing with the seasons, you have Memorial Blowing the Trumpets, Day of Atonement, and what else? Feast of?
Tabernacles.
Tabernacles. Then comes the winter time. And in the wintertime, you have the feast called the Feast of Dedication of the Altar. Destruction of?
The Cater.
And Purim. So they have to be kept in the right seasons. So here it is, you coming back from slavery. You don't know nothing about the feast days. You start learning. You're like, oh my God. When do I have to keep Passover? You find out it has to be kept in the spring. How do you find out what spring is? When you're little, they tell you, oh, the spring is when the things start getting green, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's right. But there's a way that you can find out by the sun, the moon, and the stars. You ever seen the white man tell you, today is the first day of spring? You know why he says that? Because he worships the sun. So he knows when the sun changes to certain phases. Like, look right now. You came early because the sun goes down at what time? Like, practically 5 o'clock. If it was summertime, you'll be here like at 9, 10, all late because, you know what I'm saying? Because it's late when the sun goes down. Yes, sir?
The scripture that talks about the Passover is sweet is boom. This is an example. The Vicus way deep because it says the sun goes around the earth and then when it gets far, it goes too far. When it gets a little bit close, that's why the spring.
That's
it tells
right.
You all the seasons where it goes. The sun goes like this and it keeps going. It keeps going.
You heard that, Mr. Science over there? You got some competition now. So basically, he's right. Okay, the seasons change because the sun gets further away or closer away from us. So now, what the scripture is showing us is the seasons is what you determine when you begin keeping the feast days. Because when you read Leviticus 23, it tells you to keep the feast in their seasons. That's what it says in Leviticus 23. So now he says seasons and for days and years. What do you mean by days? Days of the month. Okay? That means also what day you got to celebrate is determined by these things. So point blank, this showed us what? Proof of our calendar. So did the Most High show you mercy forever? Hell yeah. He gave you a calendar that cannot be perverted, cannot be changed by nobody. Because the calendar that they have today is changed. The word November does not mean 11. The word November means 9. If you look it up, the word November is Latin. Novem, yeah, nueve in Spanish. Novem in Latin means 9. Like, for example, if you start from September, septimo, that's how we say in Spanish 7. Septem is 7. Ocho, that's how we say 8. Octo, okay, like octopus, because he got 8 legs. Novem, 9. Decem, 10. So right there, his own calendar is perverted. He don't even follow his own calendar correctly.
Doesn't even know his numbers. He doesn't even know that January is 11. He thinks that January is first.
That's right. He don't even know that. He's stupid. Alright, so back in Psalms 136 and verse 9, it says, the moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Let's go from there to Psalms 81. Yeah. Psalms 81. And we went to verse 3. So now that we know that the moon is used for calculating time, the word month comes from the word moon, by the way. The word month comes from the word moon. So Psalms 81 and 3, it says, blow up the trumpet in the new moon, and the time appointed on our solemn feast day. So we're not worshiping no moon, because our God is the only thing that we worship, and it's the Most High. He created the sun. He created the moon. He created the stars. Not for worshiping, but for what? Calculating time. So when he told us to celebrate the new moon and blow the trumpet on that day, it's we blew the trumpet so people would come together and celebrate that day holy, because it is a Sabbath. Yes, sir.
Like, for example, you know what was Israel's alarm in ancient time? The sun and the moon. You know how? Because when the sun goes down, he's like, oh. They're like, oh, it's nighttime. Mm-hmm. And when the sun goes up, it's daytime. Mm-hmm. So that's their alarm.
That's right. They didn't have what? Like today, you got your iPhones and your
electric alarms.
Yeah, your electrical alarms to get you up and all that stuff. Right, they had sundial to tell time. A sundial made it look like actual arms of a clock. Yes, sir.
Well, the way how they know that it's a new moon always is ancient Israel time period. They look outside, they're like, oh, it's a full moon. So it can be the full moon. They're like, oh, it's Gibeous.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, it's the new moon.
That's
and
right.
And then they keep doing that.
That's right. They kept looking out. So if it's the full moon, how many days does it take to the new moon? Because that's the easiest one to spot. And it will help you calculate. So how many days from the full moon to... No.
15.
He said 30. 15. 30 is from new moon to new moon. But from full moon... Right? So if you see a full moon outside, you count 15 days and it will be a new moon. It's perfect calculated time. That doesn't happen by coincidence. You don't have a rock just hanging around the Earth's gravity, orbiting the Earth, right? Going around the Earth. And in perfect sync, 30 days, it goes through its cycles. From new moon to first crescent, first quarter, full moon, to last quarter, and back to what? New moon. I skip a few of them, by the way.
Gibeous?
Yeah, skip the Gibeous and stuff.
Waning, Gibeous.
Yeah, waning is going down, waxing is going up. Okay, so basically, you have something that is perfectly in sync. It's better than a Swiss watch. You know what I'm saying? You know how people put their trust in Swiss watches? They'd be like, that the most size new moons could be calculated to literally the second, if you wanted to. He don't require us to do that. He requires us to calculate it from what? From sundown to sundown. That's how we calculate the first day. The white man calculates it to perfect percentage, to the minute, to the seconds, to the milliseconds. I'm serious. I'm not even joking. He goes, it's 29.5 days, 29 days and 5 hours for the new moon to come. But we don't do hours. We do from evening to evening. That's how we celebrate our days. All right. So the Most High said, blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statue for Israel. What do you mean by statue? Mm. Yes, sir.
For But this was a law for Israel.
Right, this is a law. This is a commandment for Israel.
And if you keep reading, it says, and the law of the God of Jacob.
And the law of the God of Jacob. So this is a law that we keep. It just happens to be that it landed today on the what? Weekly Sabbath. That was great. I love how that happened. It's a double Sabbath for one day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look. You know how I love this verse, verse 4. It says that, for this was the statute for Israel. It says that, and they know it says, and the law of God, Jacob. You know, so how about this verse that at the end, it records what the beginning means. It says, and the law of God, Jacob. Mm-hmm. Jacob means Israel, and statute means law. That's hot.
That is hot. He just broke it down for y'all. Statute means law, and Israel, that's his name of Jacob. Good job, brother. Let's go from there. This is our last scripture, Isaiah chapter 66.
I have those scriptures still running by my head. Then we go over, I'm like, make sure I have those scriptures by my head.
This guy's Isaiah funny. 66. Yeah, we're going to Isaiah 66.
Good job, right?
Yes, sir.
Because I want to get better and better and better.
That's
and
right.
And keep getting better and better. And perfect.
That's right. That's what we're striving for.
The scripture says that to be perfect. Christ was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Who else was perfect?
Noah. Abraham.
Abraham, who else?
I said Noah.
Noah.
Shem. Arthur Sam, huh?
Job.
Yeah, Job.
Enoch.
Oh, and Adam, he only did one sin.
It was that was a big one though. That was a big one. Isaiah 66 and verse 23.
I know what this one talks about.
Isaiah 66. You're supposed to know this one. You should. And verse 23. And it says, it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. So are we worshiping the moon? No. We're coming together on those days to worship who? The Most High. So this is talking about the kingdom, by the way. When it says it shall come to pass, that means future tense. In the future, this is what will happen. Matter of fact, verse 22 proves it's the kingdom. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. It shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, showing you in the kingdom, we're going to be keeping these days as well. We're going to be keeping the new moon and the Sabbath. If you notice, always, almost, the new moon is always coupled with what? The weekly Sabbath. Even though we don't calculate the Sabbath according to the new moon, they always are spoken of hand in hand. You know why? Because these are the ones that happen the most frequent. If you keep the weekly Sabbath, you learn how to keep the new moons. If you learn how to keep the new moons, you learn how to keep all the other feast days. You understand? So it says here in verse 24, this is my favorite verse actually right here, to prove that it's talking about the kingdom. And they shall go forth. So we imagine us keeping the new moons and the Sabbath in the kingdom. You having great joy with your thousands of sons and daughters. Yes.
And that's where it goes back to when his mercy endures
forever. Right. And his mercy endures forever. Right. Us being in the kingdom, just watching everything. Right. Listening to great music, drinking the best wine and stuff like that. And then you go and look upon the carcasses. What's the word carcasses mean?
The bodies.
Yeah, dead bodies. Bless you. The dead bodies of the men that have transgressed against me. So those that sin against the Most High in the kingdom are not going to be there celebrating with us. They're going to be what? Carcasses. They're going to be dead bodies. But they're just dead bodies laying around on the floor? No. It said, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. So we're going to look across and be like, you see over there, son? Those were the people that got destroyed when Babylon the Great Whore got destroyed. You're going to see a fire still going. And the people that died on it, screaming, being tormented. Because the reason it said their worm died not is because their worm is constantly eating from their dead what? Bodies. Okay? It says, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring. Abhorring means everybody's going to hate them. Like, oh, those are the wicked. I hate that guy. Like, imagine to yourself, who's someone that passed away already that was, like, mad wicked from Jake?
For who?
From Jake. Well, I can't think of somebody from Jake, but I can think of somebody from Esau, right? George Carlin. Remember that comedian? He been dead. A long time ago. Nah, it's been a long time ago.
The comedian George Carlin?
Yeah. Really? Yes, with the ponytail. His blasphemous behind, right?
Died.
All the time. All the time. He'd be blaspheming the Most High all the time. Right? I know when we make it to the Kings, nobody's going to know who George Carlin is, right? But imagine if we did. We're like, that's that wicked bastard George Carlin right there. You know what I'm saying? Throw a little rock like. That's what you get, George Carlin, you know. Right? But damn, who's the person that was wicked from Jake that I'd be like, you know they're going to be in the fire. You know for a fact. Damn, who? And there's a lot of people. I don't wanna get some of y'all obsessed. So, cause y'all be like, oh, he mentioned my dude. No, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he didn't die yet. But that just reminded me. Little Richard.
He's trying to repent now.
His old behind. He's trying to like, oh, now I wanna listen to the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Wap a little bop with that bamboo. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I got the tutti frutti out of me. You know? What's wrong with that dude? But you know, there's a lot of Jake. I'm so tired right now. I can't think straight. But basically, even this guy, woo! In the fire, woo!
Fashionable.
Exactly. At that time. Yeah, they back then especially, yeah. So it says, neither shall they fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. So with that, giving no praise and honor to the Most High in Christ.
That was too little.
He said that was too little.
Just sad.
All right, say shalom to the people.
Shalom!
All right, everybody, shalom.